Welcome to In the Money, the premier hockey betting podcast. This is JD, and I'm going to run you through our NHL picks for the day.
Back then, who knew I was kind of the guy to get 300 texts if you're trying to get high? Cop chase, they once put some on the side. Roll up like 1-3 blunts for the ride. Never dolo kid, no stress, always got one. Pre-team married now, I seen shotgun. Looking for the kid, block hot, so I'm not one. Fresh out of class with a dash on the cop car. Front with a smile, the lumbar all achy. Yes, she knew I was a legend in the making. Stuck around cause the boy lit any cake. Small town, big head, Ricky gon' make it. They say I'm gonna get caught.
This podcast is meant for entertainment purposes only. The information and opinions are derived from individuals and are not to be taken as a guarantee. We here at In the Money provide you with content, not a guarantee of performance. We are not liable for any bets or action you take as a result of this podcast.
All right, we're back. Let's take a quick review of the last couple nights of hockey. Let's start with Montreal and Detroit. Detroit came into the building in Montreal and beat Montreal. So, going to give my quick a note to self. Stop betting against Detroit. Detroit outplayed my Habs pretty badly. And I know it's early days, and we're going to continue to say that for a lot of these trends that are different than what we might have expected. It is early, and there is time for some correction for some of these things. But Detroit looks pretty good, and specifically Anthony Mantha. I think coming off the World Championships again, where he was so good, he's just kind of found the confidence to raise his game to another level. And so I think that's something that can definitely continue, even if their success as a whole doesn't. All right, let's look at Ottawa versus St. Louis. Ottawa gave us a proper scare to start this game, but St. Louis showed in the end why they were the cup champions. Every time Ottawa took a lead or made a play, St. Louis came right back at them, taking a lead late in the third on a David Perron goal with 5 minutes left. By the way, Ryan O'Reilly had a casual four-point night. Vegas versus Arizona. Vegas did not come to play in the first period, and Malcolm Subban kept them in it. Ended up being 2-1, but it should have been much worse. It got a little bit worse when Subban got injured and had to leave the game. Vegas never improved, and they looked asleep for most of the game. They started that second period after getting thoroughly outplayed in the first, 2-1 with a power play because Arizona challenged and lost. And they weren't able to take advantage, and Arizona just kind of buried them from there. Dallas and Calgary, the over did not hit. It was a tough night of betting, I'm going to be honest. It was a tough night of betting for us. This one in Dallas, Dallas had so many chances on the power play. Calgary just found their rhythm too late in the game. I think all the penalties kind of did them in. It was a low scoring, but it was an entertaining game. It was definitely an entertaining game. And it went to OT. I love OT. And I really love Johnny Hockey in OT. Radulov got stopped in overtime in a rare penalty shot in overtime. This ended up going to the shootout, and Calgary ended up winning. Now, let's get to what was the game of the night. Tampa versus Toronto. That was a fun game and fun first period. It's a first for my betting career to hit it over in hockey in the first period. Braden Point was back in case you thought Tampa wasn't getting any better. And yeah, I'm talking about this year, but also years to come. It's easy to forget how the talent in Tampa is so young. And Tampa has all of it kind of coming together right now. Toronto, still scoring like crazy, but giving up goals even faster. They're near the top in both goals for and goals against in the league right now, which they've got to figure out. And, I really attribute this to the blue line. I know a lot of talk in Toronto is about Babcock and whether, you know, it's his system or whether it's the players. For me, it's the players. Freddie Anderson, first of all, hasn't been good. He needs to be better, and he will, I think. But I've long said this. In hockey, a bad defense can make a good goalie look average or an average goalie look bad, and a really good defense can make an average goalie look really good or a good goalie look really, really elite. And I think Toronto just suffers from not having enough players in the back end. I think if you're a Leafs fan, you didn't see a lot of Tyson Barrie in Colorado. what you're seeing is kind of what you get from him. He's going to be really talented offensively, but he's just defensively he's going to have some lapses. Cody Ceci, I know that Toronto was thinking they could get him in here and that he might be able to be a difference maker and they might be able to help him kind of get his career on the right track. But from what I've seen so far, I think he's really dragging down Morgan Rielly because Morgan Rielly has not played nearly as well this year as he did last year. And so for me, that's one thing I would continue to look for is Morgan Rielly just hasn't played as well. And that's more concerning to me than anything because he's kind of the glue that would hold this whole thing together. Washington versus Nashville. Ovi does what Ovi's going to do, and that's going to score goals. He looks as good as ever to start this season. Wouldn't bet against him for another Rocket. With about 5 minutes left in this game, Pecorine made an unbelievable save against Ovi & Co. And the Preds went right down the ice and scored to tie the game. 1 minute later, Ekholm blasted one from the point and put them ahead. It was a crazy game and continued proof that Nashville has Washington's number. Let's not miss this next time. San Jose versus Chicago. This was a night of re-debuts. Patty Moe, in his Sharks re-debut, had 2 goals, and Andrew Shaw, in his re-debut at home for the Chicago Blackhawks, had a goal. The Sharks in Chicago played a tense but lively 5-4 game where the Sharks finally got their first win of the year. This should help relax my feelings about them. We'll see if it does continue that way. As for Chicago, I'm going to need a few games to get a feel for them. It's going to be a similar deal for the Flyers, who beat up on New Jersey. Because they both started in Europe, I don't really know what to make of their teams just yet. Moving on to Friday night's action, we got Carolina versus the Islanders. The numbers, the eye test, and the results all match early in the season. The Hurricanes are for real, and they're a problem. The only issue I or anybody really can foresee with this team is unfortunately the biggest one, and it's whether their goaltending will hold up or not. But as I just said about defenses, I often find in the NHL a good defense can make goalie look better than he is. And I think that could be the case for his team. I think Mrazek could have a good year. And I think maybe even Reimer could have a bounce back year. Don't quote me on that, though, because it is James Reimer. Columbus was hosting Anaheim and lost a 2-1 boring game. I don't know what's up with Columbus. I don't know if Columbus is going to be able to hold on this season and fight for a playoff spot. I just don't see it happening. There's just not enough offense on that team, and their goaltending isn't good enough to, you know, drag them all the way where they need to go. And I've been surprised by the Ducks, and I'm pretty impressed that they were able to win tonight without John Gibson on the road. Ryan Miller really played well. He let in one questionable goal, but he played pretty well besides that. This is a team for me that we might have to relook at expectations based on how Dallas Eakins has these guys playing right now. They look tough to play against. He's really clogging up the neutral zone, really keeping teams from getting the speed going. I'm interested to see them play a couple of fast teams, but so far so good for Dallas Eakin and his Anaheim Mighty Ducks. Finally, the final game of the night was Buffalo and the Florida Panthers. And if it wasn't for Bobrovsky, Buffalo would have had this game over and done with way before the shootout. They ended up winning in the shootout, but the Panthers just... I had a lot of faith because of Joel Quenneville, but it just doesn't seem like that's going to work out for them. We'll see. But right now, for me... not looking good for the Panthers. And now, a quick break for a word from our sponsors before we go ahead and jump into our picks. Alright, so let's take a look at this early October Saturday game slate. And it starts with the Oilers coming into MSG to play the Rangers at 1 p.m. for a nice New York City day game. These are always fun to watch. Tough to bet on. We'll get to that in a little bit. Then the Lightning go in Ottawa at 4 p.m. to take on the lowly Sens. Then we've got the Predators going into L.A. at 6 p.m. Eastern. The Jets going to Chicago at 7 p.m. the Devils going into Boston at 7 p.m., the Blues going into the Canadiens, the Maple Leafs going into Detroit, Panthers going on the island, the Blue Jackets going down to Carolina. All that was at 7. Now, the 8 o'clock slate, we got Capitals going into Dallas. At 8:30, we've got the Penguin playing the Wild. At 9 p.m., we've got Arizona going into Colorado. And at 10 p.m., we've got the Flyers playing the Canucks and Flames going into Vegas for a nice little nightcap. All right, let's get into some picks. So, as I touched on, we got the Oilers going at the Rangers. And this is my, are either of these teams any good game? Two bottom six Corsi teams, yet both teams are surprisingly undefeated. And neither team has played a tough schedule to start the season. And it's, again, as I'll say a lot, early days. And I'm going to throw out a lot more numbers in this podcast. So just take them with a grain of salt because of how early it is in the season. But I think right now, a few games in for some of these teams, we can start to see numbers and we can start to look at things and say, is this going to hold? Is their performance going to hold? Is their performance matching what we're seeing in the numbers? You know, you can't just look at the numbers. You got to watch the game, see the eye test. But I think you got to add the numbers into the context. It all helps to the formula that we're building to try to get the trends for these games we're betting. So, the Rangers, it's early days, but they have one of the best power plays in the league. This is something I think they can sustain with Kako, Panarin, Trouba, Zibanejad. I can see them being very, very good all year long. Now, in scoring chances for percentages, Edmonton is ranked 29th in the league, and the New York Rangers are ranked 30th. However, in high danger chance for, the Rangers remain in the basement, but Edmonton jumps around average at 19th in the league. Now, I like the Oilers here, but I don't love them. You might be thinking, what about the over? These two teams score a lot. Now, both teams do average 7-plus total goals per game, but it's a 1 p.m. start, and that just freaks me out, folks. In the past, these teams have played the 1 p.m. start game at MSG. The past 2 years, both games were under 6 goals with the 6.5 number that the over is currently at. This is my JD don't touch this game with a 10-foot pole, no matter how tempting it is to bet on this early action at 1 p.m. because it's tempting. Now, let's move on to Calgary going into Vegas. Are these two sneaky under teams? Where'd that come from? Not only because the Flames have burned me for a couple times, dad joke, both these teams are averaging under 6 goals per game this year. And not surprising for Vegas, but a little surprising for Calgary. Both teams are getting great goaltending. Now, in terms of underlying numbers, both these teams are pretty similar, middle of the pack. The one big area of difference is the high danger chances for. Vegas is number 2 in the league, and Calgary is number 22. Neither team is converting these chances at a high rate, which would tell you that they've both been unlucky. However, Vegas has this compounded because their opponents have been converting their chances at a top 6 rate in the league. All in all, I like these teams to eventually correct this and start their scoring. Why not have it be tonight? Let's run that over. Don't fuck me, Flames. All right, the Jets at Chicago. Again, I like the over here. Both these teams have been scoring and giving up goals like crazy. You get a goal, you get a goal, you get a goal. Last year, in each of the games they played, they went over. This is a trend I like to continue. Now, let's stop being so fun with all these overs. Let's get to Dallas and Washington, where I like the under. These two teams have played in some tight, checking, close games. I don't see that changing. I think both teams stick to the formula that they've had success with, and that is keeping it close, keeping it tight, checking. There's a lot of talent here, but with Ben Bishop in net, I see Washington getting a lot of the chances and Dallas having to play some defense and pull one out late. I like the under. Philly at Vancouver. I mentioned I had to get a little bit of a feel for Philly before I really start to get my mojo on how I feel about this team. Now, both these teams are top, highest scoring chances for percentages. The Flyers leading Corsi, but have only played two games, and they're against two mad teams in Chicago on another continent, albeit, and the Devils. Now, one major factor I would like to note here is the Vancouver travel schedule. Yeesh. They went from Europe to New Jersey. Then, now they're going all the way out to Vancouver. I don't know how they got that short end of the straw, but for me, that's tough. I like Vancouver here. All right, let's move on to the Leafs at the Red Wings. Corsi here is telling me that Toronto is the superior team. And while I do believe this, I've had a bad enough time betting against Detroit, as I said in the beginning of the podcast, so I won't be doing that again. I like the over here with all the big weapons in this one. Mantha, Matthews, Marner, all the M's. Give me the goals. Let's go with the over here. Finally, let's get to the parlay I like. I like the Bruins over the Devils, and I like the Avs over Arizona. You can go ahead and put that parlay in. It gives plus odds, which anytime we're doing one of these parlay with a couple heavy favorites at home, I like our chances. Finally, the return of the lock it in bet. This one's going to be a simple one, so I better not fucking lose it. Let's lock in the Lightning over the Senators. That's it for the slate. Let's have a good Saturday. Wipe away some of that Thursday, and let's win some money.